Epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, from the verse number 9.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
I checked 7 translations concerning this verse number 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Only one translation translated that line, let love be not false. And I concluded that false love would not be love at all. But the other translations more or less agree that it is love with pretense, love with hypocrisy, giving impression that there is real love, but somehow I figured out that my love is not sufficient, so I am adding some hypocrisy to make that love appear much greater. I will flatter my neighbor, my brother, my friend, to show them that I really love them much more than I really do. And that made me think and consider what is love? What is true love? What is love without hypocrisy? Could it be that the moment I feel displeased with my neighbor, I should be honest, sincere, and just blast it out? Or should I add to that little love that I have some patience, some understanding? Suppose we take the example of a small congregation. Most of us have similar customs, similar standard, material, social, similar habits. We feel good in our company. There are not unpleasant surprises. We actually like one another. We enjoy one another. Do we really love one another? The Lord said, if I love those that love me, I'm not doing more than the sinners do. First epistle of John is telling us that God is love. So between the two, the love of the sinners and the love of God, there is a measureless difference. If there is such a measureless difference, then there is a lot of room for growing in love. And I think this is the main purpose of the epistle to the Romans, and especially this verse number 9 in the chapter number 12, to encourage us and to give us the sense of urgency, the reality of that need to grow in love. If I love my brother, my sister, my neighbor because of something they are doing, for some reason that they are providing for me, making more comfortable my own life and giving me some enjoyment, sooner or later, even if I grow in love, even if I wonder how can I do something more, something better for them, to somehow balance off my debt, to reward their love or their kindness. Sooner or later, someday, I'm going to come to the feeling of balance. I'm doing for them as much as they do for me. In the process of time, that love will become usual. And then another year passed by, or few years, and that love became boring. And then pretty soon it's not love. It's a habit. And then after a while, I'm looking for something else. Without realizing, I'm on a path that leads away and further away from the Lord. This is not Christian love. That's not the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. His love for us is an everlasting love. No, it does not remain the same. It's growing, expanding, progressing, getting greater and greater every day. Throughout eternity, forever will expand the glory of His throne and His majesty. That means that His love for us is growing greater and greater. And when His love is in us, it's growing greater and greater. So what shall I do when I realize I do not love my neighbor as much as I should? I do not love my brother or sister, my wife, my children, my parents, my fellow believers. I don't love them as much as I should. Did I ever? Never. So when I know that I do not love as much as the Lord wants me to love, as the Lord has commanded me to love, what do I do about that? I think that's important. How do I get out of the boredom of not loving and get into the thrill of loving more and more? First, I can think of His prayer. Yes, in prayer we seek what we lack, or in prayer we ask the Lord to add to us what is deficient. And that's good. That's the right way of doing it. Can our prayer become boring, habitual, without fervor, without zeal? Of course they can. And if I continue thinking along this line, pretty soon I'm going to say, like the Apostle Paul in chapter 7, verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Perhaps the following sentences in this same verse number 9, "Abhor or hate that which is evil and cleave to that which is good," offer to me a suggestion, a direction, how to go, what to do. If I see that evil is kind of knocking at the door of my heart, I should hate that. But what if I don't? Pray again. Cry to the Lord. I need a lot of help. If I see that something is evil and I like it, I enjoy it, or I'm tempted to do that, cry to the Lord. Just as Peter did when he sank into deep waves and he cried, "Lord, save me," and the Lord did.